Да.
Я теперь за эти тяжи куда бы Бог вставает.
Thank you.
Yabuni.
I ask for all of the children to please come inside. No.
Yeah.
I don't want them to leave.
Yeah.
If they're unable to enter, then I want them to listen at the door.
Exactly. We told them if they cannot enter, then they should go.
No. They should come. They should listen if they cannot enter.
Okay.
Make sure that.
Okay.
And it's okay if they listen at the windows or I don't want them to be in trouble with their parents. And you elders and esteemed men, I also want to preach unto you. It's a small gathering. Is it possible that I could have you here? It's up to you. But it's a small gathering. If you don't mind. Thank you very much. I take preaching very seriously, and I want you to hear the message of God. I'm very happy to be here, and it's my honor to bring you the gospel. My name is Heishimu. I'm from California. I'm with a Daisy who is from Delta, and my brother Madaki, who is from Kaduna South. And our text is in the book of 1 Corinthians in chapter number 7, verse number 25 through verse number 35, God willing.
Amen.
I'm so happy to see that you have brought your Bibles. It is the most Bibles I have seen per person in my whole trip in Kano. That's the way we study, we read, we hear the Word of God. And Daisy was asking me a question about a particular text earlier this morning, and I explained unto her the first thing about preaching or understanding the Bible is, what does the text say? And then we enter the interpretation in the light of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so when you hear preaching, and when you listen to me, What does the text say? And am I being faithful unto the word of God?
Yayin da bishara ya ci gaba, zamu duba inda muka karanta me yake nufi, kuma me yake faɗi daidai ne da abin da littafin ke faɗa.
And any man that's being faithful will always preach Jesus Christ no matter where he is in the Bible.
Idan kuma mutum mai gaskiya ne, za ka ga yana bishara daidai yadda ya kamata a cikin littafin mai tsaki ba kare ba rigi.
And so verse number 25, now concerning virgins, that's male and female who have not married, Paul says, I have no commandment from the Lord, yet I give judgment as one whom the Lord in his mercy has made trustworthy.
Wato a game da matan da basu yi aure ba kuwa, ba ni da wani umarnin Ubangiji, amma ina ba da ra'ayi na akan ni, akan ra'ayi ne akan ni amintacce ne bisa ga jin kai Ubangiji.
Verse 26, I suppose therefore that it is good because of the present distress that it is good for a man to remain as he is.
Na ni dai na ga yayi kyau mutum ya zauna yana yadda yake saboda kunci nan da yake wato ga fitowa.
A man is included in this word virgin as are all women, every woman who has not been married, even if she lived as a prostitute before she heard the gospel.
Wato wannan ayan da yake nufin mata su zauna ko kuma namiji, yana in aka ce mutum yana nufin namiji da ƴa mace in ma ba su abin nan ba su zauna kamar da tsarki yake a cikin aikin Ubangiji.
Your sins are forgiven in Jesus Christ, and you are a new creation, and you are a virgin in the sight of God if you are an unmarried Christian.
Wato yana so mu sani, wato mu sabobi ne, sabobin al'amura ne sun riga sun shuda mun zama sabobi a gaban Ubangiji. Wanda ta aure da wanda ba ta aure ba a gaban Ubangiji duka mu tsarkaku ne.
It does not matter your past. You have been washed by the precious blood of Christ. If you look at our Master's, his bloodline, in the book of Matthew 1, there are four women that are named in his bloodline. The first one is named Tamar, who played a prostitute in order to be impregnated by her father-in-law, Judah. The next one is named Rahab, who was a prostitute, but who was redeemed by the blood of Christ, and she let down that scarlet rope of hope in Christ, and she married a man and is the great, great, great grandmother of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Ita na biyu macen kuma ita ce sunanta Rahab. Wanda muka san ta yi ta cewa lokacin mun san da ita karwa ce. Amma ta wajen ta da yace ta aiki Ubangiji ta wajen yantar da mutane a Isra'ila din nan. Sai Ubangiji ya yi amfani da ita bayan ta samu sulhuntawa daga wajen zunubi. Ubangiji ya amfani ta wajen zuriya sun kika bi tarihin lafiya da lafiya wanda daga wajen aka haifi mana Yesu Almasihu.
And the next woman is named Ruth, the cursed Moabitess who sought our Lord Jesus as he's pictured by Boaz, and she is the great great grandmother of our Lord Jesus
Christ.
And the fourth woman is named Bathsheba, who was an adulteress, and she too is in the bloodline of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only women that God names, and then he brings in the Virgin Mary, our Lord Jesus' actual actual mother in the flesh. What God Almighty is saying is, I have washed them clean. I have made them pure. I have made them pure. I have forgiven them of their sin, and they get a new start, and they are in the family of God, and Christ Jesus came into this world from sinners to save sinners. I want every man and woman to clearly understand it. If you trust our Lord Jesus Christ, your past is washed and you are clean. You and I bear the guilt and shame no longer through the precious blood of Christ and the renewing power of the Holy Spirit. I am a virgin. She is a virgin. You are a virgin if you have not married and you're in Christ Jesus. And for you who have not married, you stand no higher in Christ Jesus than the prostitute who came unto Christ or who comes unto Christ this day. Our standing in the sight of God is not based upon what you and I do. It's based upon what Jesus Christ did alone. You understand? I'm accepted by God because of Jesus Christ alone. How about you? Are you understanding? That's the difference in between us and Islam and us and every other religion in the world. Our acceptance is Jesus Christ alone, and it is perfect in the sight of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm a virgin. If I'm unmarried and never been married. But then look at verse number 27. Are you bound unto a wife? Do not seek to be loose. You stay married. Are you loosed from a wife? And according to verse number 15, is because she has left you and departed into adultery. Do not seek a wife. But even if you do marry, you have not sinned.
What I should do is to say, in the year of the Awayaka, so Karaka Nimi Tinkiwa, in Kwaba, in the year of the Awayaka, Karaka Nimi Awayaka.
Ah, it's a beautiful thing from the Word of God and from the ways of God. If a man, if he comes unto our Lord Jesus Christ, and his wife, if she leaves him because she loves
Islam and she doesn't want a Christian husband, he, this man, is free to remarry.
我就你让他猜你，可以看出我这个女人是什么，因为我从来没有过这么一句啊，我让小学一个班同学，爸爸和母亲问怎么能这么说，我就我能回答这个，现在三点我才回来把我让他们滚下去，我让他们，我让他滚下去，现在俺俩俺俩人家，反正把我让，你们，You
and I are to be the best Christian spouse that we can be. Even if our husband or wife is ungodly, but if they leave, then we are free.
我就一张，我们现在在这里面不过夜，我们今天吃饭，我们搞开点晚上开到晚上，我哪天都在这搞不吧？这连天那个事情都在提，我就一天呢，有没有？怎么我们没去？不是去回头，他怎么那天的话，马上就回去，马上就回去，我们没事嘛，来我们家里。
But the text at the end of verse number 27 says, do not seek a wife. And let me explain this more, much more clearly to my single brothers and sisters who are very young or a little older. Do not live to get married. Don't put marriage up on this pedestal. If you are single right now, live your life unto the glory of the blessed God, whether you marry or not. Marriage is not the highest crisis. And if you live your life trying to get married, as if that will complete you, as if that is your joy, if you tell God, I'll serve you after I get married, you are wasting your life right now. We are totally different people from this world, and our joy is in God. Our passion is for the glory of God. You hear me now?
Yes.
And as an old Puritan said, blessed is the person who finds out that God, listen to me, is their only happiness in this world.
Have you found out that yet?
Or are you still thinking that this thing, or that thing, or this person, or this husband, or this wife will truly make me happy? That is idolatry. Let me repeat that. If the phone may have distracted us. That is idolatry to think that I'll be happy if I have anything else in this world besides Christ
Jesus.
Is that what the text says? Seek not a wife.
wato anya aya na yace kar ka nemi mace ba wai yana ce ka guji mace bane amma kai mace ya zama maka abu na farko a rayuwarka.
I was preaching on Sunday in the power of the Holy Spirit, and God gave us a blessing to see that our love affair, our joy, it's not in this world, it's in the contentment, the joy, and the pleasure of the Spirit of Christ in His service and in obedience unto Him.
Farin cikinmu, jin daɗin rayuwarmu, duk wani abin da muke gada a duniya dinnan ba za a kwatanta shi da wanda yake da mulkin sama a cikin zuciyarsa ba, ba wai kayan duniya ne shi ke nan muka same shi ba shi ke nan mun huta, babu hutu ga kayan duniya.
And I heard back from a young lady.
Sai ya wata yarinya sai ta ce,
today. And she was telling me the same message in the power of the Spirit. I believe her soul has been set free from chasing the things of this present world, and that's exactly what our text is going to continue to say this morning.
Wato da ya gama wa azin sai wata yarinya ta tura mishi a cikin kayan na'ura cewa wannan abin da ta gaya mana kai daga yau na gane bautan mutum da wahalar da su ɗaurawa ga kayan duniya na wannan da shi. Sai ya gane cewa wannan jawabin ya shige ta yarinya na shi ya sa ta wannan rubutun.
It does not matter what condition you and I are in physically, if you're from California or if you're from Narya, if you're from Kaduna, if you're from Lagos, that means nothing.
Wato ko da wani irin yanayi muke ciki, babu wata azaba, babu wani wahala. Ko ka fito daga Narya ne, ko ka fito daga California ne, ko daga Lagos, duk inda ka fito, inda kana da Yesu, ka gama da duniya.
The only thing that matters is if we serve our Lord Jesus Christ by faith. And as my sister prayed this morning, that you put this pleasure, this joy, this contentment, this obedience inside of my heart.
Wato, abinda kamar da yace in muna da Yesu Almasihu shikenan, kamar da yace ya gama ta addu'a da safe tace Ubangiji, mu ci da fuskarmu daga kayan duniya, mu ci da fuskarmu daga wannan bukatun na rayuwa wanda ba wai ba za ka biya bukata ba ne, kamar yautai ne.
The Almighty God is able to do exactly that, to make your heart thrilled with serving God, no matter what you have or what you don't have. And that's what He will keep on saying in our text, as we get into our text.
Zai biya bukatarmu ba wai ta abubuwan da muka gada ko kuma muka samu ba. Baya bukatar Ubangiji cikin ba komai zai shiga cikin rayuwarka, rayuwarki ki samu salama da rayuwa mai jin daɗi na duniya fiye da wanda yake mallaka wannan abin da kake gani kamar yana ba shi jin daɗi.
And so let's look at verse number 28 again. But even if you do marry, if you've been loose from a wife properly, if it's your spouse's fault and your spouse has left you, you have not sinned. And if a virgin, an unmarried man or woman, if you marry, she has not sinned. But nevertheless, such will have trouble in the flesh. But Paul says, I spare you.
Za su ji daɗin ciki, niyata kuwa in sauke muku.
He is actually sparing us from the hardships imposed by those who say that marriage is wrong.
Yana so ya ba mu tabbaci cewa mu guje wanda suke ce aure ba shi da kyau, a'a aure yana da kyau, shirin Ubangiji ne kafin al'azar.
Marriage is good, but you're going to have trouble in the flesh because you're dealing with another sinner who's also a saint, a child of God. In the hardships of marriage, as you already know, sir, is you have to serve this other person who is imperfect.
No.
Tell her to bring them back and have them sit back down, please. Stop. Don't. And the Lord Jesus said to suffer the little children to come unto me. And if they're a little noisy, you make them quiet, but don't send them out. You're welcome. You come back and sit down. You are welcome in the house of God. Welcome to hear the gospel. But you listen and you don't use your mouth.
And look now, that's part of the hardship of marriage. Is you gotta take care of your children, you gotta take care of your husband, and you still have to give God your entire life.
That
is the reason that Paul says it is better to be single, but if you cannot contain yourself and you have another child of God and you're burning in passion towards each other, it's okay to marry. It is good.
But I've got it easier because I'm a free man. I can fly from anywhere I want unto anywhere I want. I can go anywhere I need to, and only thing I have to do is to study and bring my Bible. I'd like to marry, Pastor.
You would like to
marry?
That's what you're out in.
But the word of God says it is better for me to be single, and right now I'm living my life for God's glory with passion and joy and no regrets. That's Bible now. But this I say, verse number 29, brethren. And here is Paul's main point, his theme, his major thrust that's undergirding all of his arguments about being married or being single. The time is short, so that from now on, even those who have wives should be as though they had none.
Yace abinda nake nufi yan uwa lokacin da aka kiyaye ya kure anan gaba masu mata su yi zama kamar ba su da su.
He's telling us that after you do marry, don't stop,
don't slow down, don't start serving your family and forget about God.
Yayin wato annan wuri yace ku zama kaman ba ku da auren ba wai ku yi kasance da su ba ku kyale su bane a'a amma sai mu kala bauta mu manta da bautar Allah ku ba daya muna daga iyali ba ma rantsu wani abu sai aikin iyali bai kamata
ba. I've seen it happen so many times that their sister be idolatry of marriage.
Wato ya sha gani ne da yaro wani da mutane da ba su a kauna Allah ga iyalin su wannan ya zama bautar gumaka.
I've seen single Christians that as they both were serving God in evangelism and then they got married and they were so happy in their marriage that they started to only serve themselves.
Ya an san wani da dama su masu bishara ne suka tunduma kansu sai suka samu hasi daga cikin bishara sai a wuri. Memakon su cigaba da bisharar nan da ita da shi sai suka ɗan sanyi gaban Ubangiji suka fara bautar juna ne kawai ba magana bishara kuma.
And they lost their passion for Jesus Christ.
Sau nan ne Yesu ɗin nan sai ya sanye ta a cikin zuciyarsu.
I think A, that some people only serve God to find a wife, to look spiritual and act like they know God. And there are other people who are true believers who fall into the temptation of human love and human comfort and forget the supernatural work and power of the Spirit that takes us out into this world. And Paul says, I don't want that to happen unto you, and if it has happened unto you, repent. You know that I have married unwisely if I slow down.
Wato ya mun gani cewa idan ya aure cikin rashin sani ya dan sanya ta.
I have married wisely if I keep going.
Za ka aure cikin dabara idan kana cikin tare da Yesu za ka samu tabbacin sa.
If I speed up.
Amma idan na hanzari wow.
If I get enough grace to take care of my family and my household and still go out into the world with this gospel.
Wato ina da wannan iyali da ke da zanga Yesu almasihu. Ina kula da iyali na ina zuwa bishara ta.
That's what we're seeking.
Abinda muke bukata kenan.
That's what we're living for.
Abinda muke rayuwa domin shi kenan.
The grace to glorify God. Because that's where the joy is, that's where the peace is, that's where Christ is, that's where the Holy Spirit is, that's where the will of God, that's where everything is, in Christ's service by faith alone. I'm telling you the truth. Right? It's the truth of God's word, isn't it? Are you hearing me inside your heart? Verse number 30. It says that those who weep, who have a hard time,
should be as though they did not weep, it doesn't matter. And those that rejoice, if you have a baby, as those who did not rejoice. And those that buy, as though they did not possess. And those that use this world as not misusing.
My dear brothers and sisters, if you lose a child, it's the most painful thing in the world, I imagine. It doesn't matter, Paul says, keep going. If you have a child or you get rich, it's one of the most joyful things in the world, but it does not matter. Keep going for the glory of Jesus
Christ.
Yeah. Use that child to serve God. Ask him for grace and to bring her up properly. Put the spirit inside of her heart. It should make you grow. It should make you better. It should make you stronger. Use that agony of loss. An opportunity to cry out unto God and say, you be my comfort as you promised me.
I beg you. As those who use this world, verse number 31, and not misusing it, for the form of this world is passing away. There's a day, it's coming, when everyone will perish who does not know our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're living for, to save as many of God's chosen people as we can. And so use everything in this world for that purpose. Everything that happens unto you and me for that purpose. That we may bring glory unto God. As I was out doing some mountain climbing yesterday with the brother and with the sister here, and we almost got unto the top, and I regret we didn't take this other path that looks easy. But we got to a particular place where he could climb, but for me it was too slippery, and my thought was, if I fall and break my back, it's my fault.
to ya wannan yana haura shi ba zai iya haura ba shi ya san wanda ya gani cewa kan na fadi a nan gurin na fice kaina ina ga zai kina
But even my brothers and sisters, if the worst thing, if it happens unto you and me in this world, it's for God's glory. And he did it. And we are to honor him. And it happened for that purpose, even if it's our fault.
Kuma wato yakan faru da mu domin darajar sunansa ne wani lokaci ma ko da laifin mu ne amma yana sane sai muna abuwa.
Verse number
32.
And Paul says, but I want you to be without care. He who is unmarried, he cares. This is the beauty of the single life. He cares. He is sold out for the things of the Lord, how he may please the Lord. He's got nothing else on his mind.
Mutum mara aure yakan wato tsananta kula da sha'anin Ubangiji yadda zai faranta wa Ubangiji rai.
He's not trying to find a wife, he's trying to bring glory unto God.
Shi ba wai bukatar abubuwan duniya ya dame shi ba amma yana bukatar darajar Ubangiji ne ya samu ɗaukaka.
And if a wife comes, he'll know it and that's fine. Verse number 33, but he who is married, he cares about the things of the world, and this is what it means, how he may please his wife.
Ga wanda kuma ya samu yayi auren duk tunanin shi yadda zai sa matar shi ta ji daɗi.
And so you married men, sir. That's a big deal.
Is
you get the pleasure of her bosom, but your job is to please her too. And I appreciate the amen you give me.
And you see,
in marriage for a Christian, it's not about being very selfish. It's not I'm the man and the woman is here to please me and I don't care about her needs.
That's
other religions. In the gospel of Jesus Christ,
he
makes us give. And it's amazing how much pleasure God gives you as you give unto others for his glory.
That's called Christian service. That's called being gracious. That's called being like our Lord Jesus Christ. Who gave up his life for us so we could be happy and holy in heaven. And we want to be exactly like him and obey him with all our heart.
Verse number 34. There is a difference between a wife and a virgin, a wife and a single woman. The unmarried woman, the virgin, she cares about the things of the Lord that she may be holy in body and spirit. That includes her mind, her thoughts. But she who is married cares about the things of this world in this sense, how she may please her husband.
Wato hankalin su da rayuwar biyu kenan, mace mara aure ko budurwa takan tsananta kullun da sha'anin Ubangiji, yadda za ta kasance tsarkakiya a jiki da kuma a rai. Mace mai aure kuwa tana tsananta kullun da sha'anin duniya, yadda za ta yi farantawa mijinta rai.
Now, yanzu, if you already married,
idan ka riga ka aure,
it's too late, you got to please your husband.
Ya ka makara ka ce zan kuɗi ta mai gidana.
If you're unmarried,
in ba ka yi auren ba,
the only thing you got to do is to please God with a holy life and a holy
spirit. Sai ka yi rayuwarka kana kyautawa Allah, sai ka kuma wani abu yana ɗauke maka haikali.
And let me tell you,
but if you are not,
that's much easier because God is perfect and He'll help you. And He will never do you wrong as even the best husband will.
Domin ko ka samu mai gida saboda yi wadda a duniya ba irinsa, ba zai kyautata maka kamar da shi Ubangiji zai kyautata maka ba.
That's why he says,
shi yasa ya ce,
it is better if you can to stay single.
Shi yasa Bulus ya ce cewa in ma za ka tsaya fa kar ka yi wani biyu ba, ka tsaya.
If you can and you're married, that's good, but now you have to serve our Lord Jesus Christ by I actually serving your husband, and you're going to have some hardships.
Wato, in ba za ka yi ba ka yi, in ba za ka yi aure ka yi, sai dai kuma, wato dole ne za ka samu wani tsareyi kana dan bauta mishi domin zaman lafiya.
And so you married women, I like to ask you a question.
Mata da kuka yi aure, wai yana so mana tambaya.
Is it harder to serve your husband with all of his faults, or the Lord Jesus who is utterly faultless and forgives you?
And so please, and so please instruct these single women wisely, and please, as you serve your husbands from your heart under God's glory, and He will give you strength.
Yes. Sai ku da kuka da auren, da ga ma wai da auren ba dan Allah dan za ku yi aure, ku bauta ma mai gidan ku mai kyau, amma kuma zuciyar ku yana wajen Ubangiji, na ga yadda Ubangiji zai daidai shi gidan nan kuma ya zama mai kyau.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse number 35 is our last verse. And this I say to your own prophet, not that I may put a leash on you and restrain you from marriage, but for what is proper, and that you may serve of the Lord without distraction.
Na faɗi haka ne don in taimake ku, ba don in kuntata muku ba, sai dai don in kyautata zamanku da nufin ku himmatu ga bautan Ubangiji da ba da raba hankali ba.
That's Paul's main theme here, serve the Lord without distraction and That is our title of the message.
Wato kan jawabin kenan mu bauta wa Allah ba tare da rabawa zuciyar mu biyu ba.
So if you're married, you serve him by serving your spouse, and you live as if you don't have a spouse because you're serving him with your whole heart.
Wato idan kun ga ka aure ko kun yi aure sai ku bauta wa Allah kaman ba ku da mai gida ko kuma ba ki da miji a gomin zuciyar ki yana wajen ku ba ki kina bauta mishi kina bauta wa Ubangiji. Kina kauna Allah.
And if you're unmarried and you are a virgin, you have the blessed privilege of serving our Lord Jesus without any distraction.
Wanda ba sai aure ba kuna da babban zarafi ku bauta wa Allah yadda za a yi mamakin ku. Domin ba mai tsauta muku ba mai ce muku wanda ba a yi mara tuwo ba ba a yi wanda ba kuma yaro ba amma yi wanda ba duk wannan babu.
And I'll tell you this last thing and I'll sit down. If you serve him with your whole heart as a virgin, you will be more beautiful unto any man or woman that truly knows God.
Duk lokacin da kake tafi ana zo ba wani irin tumari irin ka kamar darajar Ubangiji yana cikin ki.
And you'll have the highest joy and pleasure whether you get married or not.
Wato babban albarka da salama da farin ciki idan lokacin da ma za ku yi auren ba ku da wata magana da yi
zuciya. Amen. 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 Amen.